Ages have passed since Earthrot was lost, and for our people, great was the cost.
Quests were begun where Unforged was sought, at rumors of finding, fierce wars were fought. We are now broken, our great ones have died. Lightcatcher is gone, in grief set aside.
Yet when a dwarf sees the diamond black, his heart remembers Negankerdak.
Eagerly delving for treasures to find, this stout-hearted dwarf was humble and true. Honest souls like his in our day are few. He followed what seemed a black diamond trail, but it brought him near the accursed Black Veil.
Corrupt, full of snares, deception its mark. A deep crevice caught him, he fell in the dark.
Soft and dim to Irna's own heart, his fall had brought him with fountains and pools, with airy light streams and wells for wisdom and inspired dreams. His footsteps soft, he trod the smooth floor and found in the wall a small gleaming door with a sign of a moon of deep earth and brown, and the sign of a sword, the full moon did crown. Then spoke a deep voice within his mind, firm as the rock, yet noble and kind.
No little dwarf, it was from Vordan fear that I hid away what you will find here. It was dwarven conceit beyond measure that prompted me to remove their treasure. Too quickly I came in far off season, but could not to them reveal the reason. Yet do you suppose they could have perceived that I came for their good? Would they have believed?
Mordor amazed, with a trembling hand, pressing his palm on the granite, Brand unsealed the door where a sword lay hid. Warily whispering as he did,
it was no demon, but a guardian true. I see it now from his very Tirilfa, a guardian blessed.
Then a soft voice he heard within, light and dark, heavy and thin, Magan Kerdak by no hand made, a blue light shining within its blade.
To the dwarves I was commended, but not for dwarf my use intended. Another there is I must employ, the world to save or to destroy. Think not this blade as yours to flesh and bone are not our days by another cast in this world so deep and vast. To spend ourselves for another's sake, my fate and yours each we take.
Silent in awe, the sword in his hand, aware it was not his to command, with wondering mind and a heart that yearned, Mordor steps toward home he turned.